on the vent till it's all over. I turn on the vent till it's all over. Boy, I just wanna get this feeling all day. I just wanna drink and party all day.
Keep on. Madness in the mix. Big party coming up soon right here in Montreal that you gotta check out. Clash of the Titans. And two other baddest DJs coming out of St. Vincent will be here on Saturday the 26th of November at the Caribbean Food Factory. DJ Donovan and DJ Q. I'm going to tell you, mercy when them two playing. So check it out. Make this a date, the 26th of November, Caribbean Food Factory. DJ Donovan and DJ Q. I listen to them guys all the time, man. Boy, they have no mercy when they're playing the music. So check it out. It's going to be nice. 11 minutes past the hour, 5 p.m. In the mix, DJ Nicholas riding the rhythms of CKUT. CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.
90.3 FM, West Indian Rhythms. 90.3 FM.
WFFR. WFR, FFR, all the way in Washington, D.C. I got him in F's and mix up somewhere. There. Coming up at 5:30 on the Zoom. Get your Zoom fingers ready. 857-46-45-3028. You're gonna see a singer that you will love.
90.3 FM.
Well, I don't care what people wanna say. Them will talk you any time of day.
Funkin' business, okay?
Mind your funky business.
DJ Nicholas in the mix, kicking it.
Drink water and mind my business.
Want to send this out to Mr. Colin Lewis and Ian, who don't like me. I don't care, because they're jealous over my mango. My friend go to Jamaica and bring back this lovely mango that I've been eating all day and all night. I locked up in a room. Who don't like me, we don't care. And they're jealous. Ian. Lindsay. Jealous. Colin. Lewis. Over my mango. Beautiful mango from Jamaica. But them are my friends, still them can always get jealous. But next time you go to Jamaica, now you know what to bring back. You say, yeah. CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial. Just fooling around with my friends.
Boy, and right now I can't behave. Can't behave. I refuse to behave. Bad behavior straight. And everything I do, they call it my name. So if I think so, why not go one for them? For them. I get the number for them. For them. I can't be in none for them. For them.
For them to keep talking.
If I think so, why not go one for them? For them. I get the number for them. For them. I can't be in none for them. For them.
For them to keep talking.
Fingers in the air.
For all of them.
Fingers in the sky.
For all of them.
All night. Fingers in the air.
All night. All night.
For all of them.
FM, West Indian Rhythms, 90.3 FM.
90.3 on your FM dial. It's now 25 minutes past the hour, and I'm going to open the Zoom for those of you who want to check out my singer. It's opened, so all you got to do is go to 857-46-4645-3028, and she's there already. So I'm just gonna, because she's gonna do something special for us. As you know, the armed forces have been celebrating. Ah, turn down your mic there. And let me see your face. Are you there? I'm speaking to a name. Mireille. 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 Somebody's damaging your name. Wherefore art thou? Anyway, until she gets her thing together, I'm just... Oh, there you are. She's
hi.
And she's with her pianist. And before we how are you, sir?
We're good. Yourself?
I'm here. We're ready for you guys. And before we start, we're going to pay a little tribute to our country that we live in. It's called Canada, and to the fine. Yeah. You see over my heart here? Look, over my heart. What you looking at there? My poppy. All right? And they are going to do, Mireille is going to do O Canada along with her pianist. I'll say Moses. But it's
it's easier.
Easier, way easier.
Weezier?
Of course, many people call me Moses, as a matter of fact.
Ah, Okay.
A lot of people call me Moses.
All right. Anyway, they're going to do O Canada just for us. So I want you to listen to this young lady's voice. And I've been telling you all afternoon. And I'll tell you how this story went right after O Canada. That's all I have to say. Folks, you're listening to a lady who is a voice teacher, a personal physical coach.
I'm going to get my puppy, too. I have one, too.
Yeah, go ahead. One of the better singers I have heard in my life. And as you heard, that was naturally done with her and her pianist.
Right there, you see?
Yeah, right. Oh, that's beautiful. And paying tribute to the people who made the ultimate sacrifice. I call her Mireille because it's easier for me to say. But say your name properly there for me.
I think I'm going to sit here. It's
yeah.
Better.
Yes.
You can see me better?
Yeah, I can see you better. Did you hear what I just said? I want you to pronounce both of your names properly because I'm just damaged. I'm just damaging these names.
You know, for me, I say to people, when you say the notes, the music notes.
Yeah.
Mireille.
Yes.
You just say Mireille and you get it.
Right.
Just think of the music notes.
And how do I get Mr. Pianist properly?
My name is Moshe.
Moshe.
Guerrier, you can say guerrier or guerrier, it's up to you. Moshe Guerrier. Moshe means Moses.
Moses, yes, yes.
Language?
I went to Google and I got
Hebrew.
That.
Moshe, Hebrew.
It's a Hebrew name. Anyway, folks, it's nice to have you both here with me. And, you know, this thing is a rush thing. It wasn't even planned properly, but I said when I heard... I was told about this young lady by Jewel Jones, who just popped on there a while ago.
Hi, Jewel.
And she told me, she says, Stretch, I know you love singers, but until you've heard this young lady, then you'll know what you're talking about. And I said, sure. So I went on the good old YouTube and I found her music. And I said, wow. My God, listen to this. And I said, well, I will have to get her on air. So I pushed away everything that I had planned. This is the power of a good voice, a beautiful voice. And I said I had to have her on the air with me. So bear with me if everything, it's not as smooth as it should. But first, I'm just going to ask you, where did you learn to sing like that?
My God. Okay. It's a long story, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. if you want me to start by
give me a start.
A start. Okay. I think my mom used to sing in a choir. My father also. So I was born in that.
Okay.
I always sing at church. And I think the first song that I not really sing, but my brother used to play guitar and used also to sing in a group, my older brother. So once he wrote a song and he didn't have it on tape or anywhere else. Mm-hmm. He lost it. And one day he heard me sing. I think I was 2 years old. He heard me sing that song. And he said, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, and
then,
is right.
Since then, we knew that I was going to sing. Okay, so I did many, many shows when I was younger. At school, I went to a Catholic school, SECM, when I was younger. It was the Commission of Catholic Schools. So I went there. And I was singing one Friday. Every Friday, there's a woman who used to come at the school to sing with us in the gym. And then I was singing. I don't know how she recognized my voice from all the people that was there. And she just came to me after and she said, would you like to sing with me at church on Sunday?
Wow.
It's a church on the, it's just across the street from Sacré-Cœur Hospital. There's a big church there in Cartierville.
Yes.
So she asked me if I could go with her to sing. And then I think I was maybe 12 years old or 10. And I went to ask my father and they didn't want to because it was a Catholic church and we were a Protestant.
Ah, so, okay.
He didn't want me to go. So I really start really very, very young. And people kept on saying, oh, you have a good voice. You sing very well. But I didn't think it was enough for me. When people were saying that, for me, I had to learn more. I had to place my voice. And it wasn't enough.
Right.
Even now, I sing and people can say many things, but I kept on working on my voice. I read books and
I sort of get a hint that you do different. How many languages can you sing in?
Eight.
Wow.
Because I also have a classical formation in music. I studied like opera music. So that's why I think I have a good basic. I can sing in Italian, German, Arabic, French, English, Creole.
This is why I asked you, because I listened to you and in even in that in the national anthem, the opera was coming out of you. And
yeah.
I said, wow, I'm pretty sure you could manage. I'm sure you could manage some opera music.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have one here that I want to play. I hope you don't mind. And
which one? Ave Maria?
No.
Panis Angelicus, maybe?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
No.
They're watching. Oh, silent flocks by night.
Ah, no, this is not opera music.
No, I know it's not opera. I don't have opera. But
this is a gospel one. It's good. It's good. It's a gospel one where people was by choir on the Union United Church choir.
Yes.
Yeah, this is
Tell it all about it.
Tell it on the mountain. I'm not going to play the whole song because there's more that I want to touch on. But this was her doing this, Go Tell It on the Mountain. A Union United, you said?
Yeah.
All right.
It was their Christmas concert last year. But there was COVID, people couldn't come. So
right.
We did it online, yeah.
But one of the things is that... I don't know where you get that voice from, boy, but because I'm listening to it and I'm saying, wow. Yes, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Yes, I'm telling you. What kind of music do you love? What do you prefer to sing?
I prefer to sing popular music. And because I can put all my soul, all my heart in. Yeah, that's what I like. But I did opera because I need to my place to be really, my voice to be really
It shows off yeah. your voice.
Yeah.
What about Horizon? You like that?
Oh, yeah, Horizon.
Let me see.
Horizon,
let me see.
It's a reggae. But we did it in reggae and also dance. Yeah. Yeah, this is the dance version, but we have the reggae version.
Yeah, I'm going to do everything.
The haze has lifted from my eyes. The clouds have shifted, living up here blue sky. My thoughts leave the persisted. Though our world seems so far.
That's Marie and doing Horizon.
It's on YouTube if some other people want to go and listen also.
Yes, you can pick that up on YouTube like I did. I've been. This is a reggae version of that said song. I'm a little bit biased. Being a Jamaican, this is why I was playing it longer, but it's beautiful. Very well done. Very well done.
The musicians was, some of them was
Jamaicans.
Jamaica,
yeah, okay. Jamaican. Okay. Yeah. So tell me now, we haven't spoken much about, what are you doing with a voice like yours? What you know, I mean, what are you doing? Talk to us.
What am I doing? I think I'm blessing people at church. And really, I don't know what I'm doing with it. Because I work a lot.
Right.
I try not to stop, not to be discouraged. And
But what?
I wait till my René Angélil come.
Yeah.
I don't know if they exist. They still exist.
I mean, we need to see you on big shows. Big shows.
Yeah.
Big shows. I don't know how to work around that. But with a voice like that, I'm sure you get yourself on the Canadian Idol, the American Idol. And don't worry about not winning. Just think, if you come first, second, third, fourth, fifth, when you're singing that song, it's 7 million people watching you.
Yeah.
And out of that 7 million people, somebody gonna love that voice. Trust me. But anyway, who's your favorite singer?
Whitney Houston.
Oh, you love...
But in classical, it's Jesse Norman?
No, I will start with the popular music first.
Popular music, it's Whitney Houston.
All right. And the classical?
Classical, Jesse Norman.
Yeah?
I also love Pavarotti.
Ah, Pavarotti, that's one of my favorites.
Do you know that song? We love il mare luci, e tira forte il vento, su una vecchia terrazza, la volta al golfo di Sorrento. Un uomo abbraccia una ragazza, dopo che aveva pianto.
Wow!
E dice la voce, e ricomincia il canto. E voi
wow.
Ma tanto, tanto bene sai. E ne fate mai. E sciogli il sangue d'inte me sai. It's a part of it.
I was so wrapped up in what you were doing, I didn't remember to turn on the music in the background. Beautiful. If you can sing Pavarotti, yeah, well, yeah, what else can I say? And give me a little touch of Whitney.
Pianist, if he wants to play something, one moment in time, do you have time?
You go right ahead. I have time. If it's even one moment in time.
Yeah, one moment in time. All right.
Good.
Sorry, I'm trying to have some light. Each day I live, I want to be a day to give the best of.
One more verse.
Okay. I live to be the very best. I want it all. No time for less. I've laid the plans. Now let a chance here in my hands. I'm more than a boy, and I thought.
moment in time.
When I'm pressing with destiny,
I don't believe this, what I'm hearing.
It's only two verses, so you asked me to do the second verse. I have to
You could have sing all 10 verses for me. I don't care.
No,
I am sitting here thinking, all she has there is her pianist. And
yeah, and he's good, eh?
He's good. Beautiful.
Moshe, thank you, Moshe. Wow.
He has small... quiet fingers, as they say in the music business, that caresses the piano. All I can say, you know, I'm amazed. I am amazed. Folks, this is not a structured studio. You know, this is just her, the piano, and the computer that she's singing to. And listen to that voice.
No microphone. I'm at home.
You need to record that song. Get the. I don't care. You get the permission from them and record it. I really. You could be the reincarnation of Miss Whitney Houston.
Yeah, I love Whitney Houston.
Yep. No, I don't know what else to say because I'm bombed out of this room. Out of this room.
Man.
I'm trying.
Oh my God, girl. I always get tears when you sing. Always. The first time I heard you sing, you sang Ave Maria.
Yeah.
And I sat in the chair and I was totally lost. I was lost. I said, where is this girl? Where does she live? Where does she come from? Because I had never heard you before. Mm-hmm. And then I heard you saying Ave Maria. I said, oh, my goodness. I said, this girl is too much. And from then on, when you came off the stage, I came to you and I started to talk to you. And then we became friends years ago. Mm-hmm. And I heard you a couple of times again. You were at, I think it was Jim Bennett's retirement party.
Yeah.
How about Jim Bennett? Yeah. Archdeacon Jim Bennett, I should say. And I said, I have to get her on CKUT because, you know, we need the outside world to hear you. We need the Paris and France and Spain, and you shouldn't even be here in Montreal. You're fantastic. You know, did you ever sing at the Bell Center?
No, but I would like to sing the national anthem there.
Oh my goodness, girl.
I sang for the Wrestling Academy.
Yeah.
It was downtown Montreal, not at the Bell Center. Yeah.
You need to be somewhere other than Montreal. I mean, you could come back when you make it big. Fly out there, you know, get your wings and fly out there and sing, because try to get on everybody's Zoom, because when people are on Zoom, the whole world hears, you know, and try and get out there. You, oh my God, girl, I'm ready to manage you.
But people don't really encouraged by sharing, you know. I'm on Facebook, I'm on YouTube, I'm on Instagram.
Even
when they say, oh, you sing well, but they don't go like, they don't go share, they don't go
follow.
And I like that, you know, to
you need the promotion. Yeah, the promotion to talk to people about you. And there's so many festivals all over the world, you know, Barbados have Gospel Fest, and I'm sure Jamaica has the same thing in Trinidad. And get yourself up there. Oh, my God.
With these things, she needs to get paid. This one of the things.
Yes, of course she'd get paid. It's a festival. She'll get paid.
You might be totally surprised. Believe you me.
Yeah.
You might be surprised. But anyway, one of the things is that with a voice like that, proper management, she will be able to demand.
She would get out there. Yeah, she needs a good, strong manager to really grab her and run with her, you know? Like she said, she needs another Renee Jeanette DeLille to discover her and really take her places, you know? I don't have a house to put up for sale like Renee. You really need a manager like that, yeah.
You know, it's a start, Angela. You try with your
I always tried with you, always mention your name.
I know.
I'm so happy to be your friend. You're so good. We keep in contact all the time, and I'm always pushing for you to make more and more CDs and put them out there.
You are a good fan.
All right.
I
want to listen one more song that I got from her. And yeah.
Which one is it?
Round you, round you,
round you. Around you. Round you, round you.
Yeah, so yeah, you're good. Just stay right there. Yeah, stay right there.
My life has changed.
Beautiful voice of Mary. I could listen to this woman sing all day long. As we haven't got much time because I sort of sneaked in, I'm going to steal a 15 minutes from the reggae people.
This is an original one, eh? This Around You?
Yes.
This is a song that I did the melody and a guy called Noel, he wrote the words.
Ah,
and,
this...
And it was on, if you Google it, Around You, you'll see it was on Amazon, we start to do a single with it. We wanted to do a whole album, and we didn't.
That was done here in Montreal.
Yeah, here in Montreal, and it's it was number one in China.
Wow!
And here, no one here, because we didn't have enough promotion of it.
It's a beautiful song. I'm surprised it was done in Montreal. Such a beautiful song.
Even the reggae one, it's all the same album.
Ah.
We wanted to do an album with it, but we did only each one a single.
Right.
We tried to put it together after.
Right.
Hopefully something going to happen one day with those. They are all original.
Yes, but we need for it to happen as soon as possible because... you know, with that type of talent, you need to really expand. I don't know how they go about auditions for these shows, but start sending them communication.
It's a waste of time for me. It's a waste of time.
No,
don't say that. Don't say that. No.
Don't say that. Please. No. I know you say you're not into a competition. Well, you're not in a competition.
A lot of good voices don't get it.
Yeah, but you have bills to pay. No?
Yeah, but I see a lot. I see a lot of
And you're working hard. You're working hard, but work hard on your voice. It's a God-given gift, you know?
I'm teaching. I'm helping others.
Help yourself, too.
Yeah, but I try.
I'm going to lecture you until you listen to what I'm saying.
I know. That's right, Stretch. Good.
I know where you are now, and I'll find you, and I'll lecture you because you need. Mm-hmm. You know, can I tell you something?
Yes.
I do have a lot of friends that we grew up together in and around in Jamaica, who are brilliant singers. And they never, just one or two sort of went somewhere, but the rest of them, I can't be bothered. And that always annoys me because you cannot, you reach 60, 70, 80, you'll need something to exist on. You'll need money. It's called money. And right now is the time to try and make the money.
Always try. I'm always
here. All right. As long as you're always trying, I'm not here to lecture you, but I want to see people like you, the talent, move forward. All right. And I'm going to push my head there, and everywhere to see if I can get somebody I know. Because you have a great pianist, you can drag him anywhere to go to do the audition.
You would be happy.
Yes,
of course.
Your soul.
Yeah, you get him and a bass player, guitarist, and you drag them. You have an audition for Canada Got Talent. You drag him to Toronto, you know, and you're gonna change that attitude.
Yeah. I think she's shy,
She's shy because I was talking to her today.
I'm not shy. That's because I see people sleep there outside to get a place. And even if they have got a good voice, they don't get it. I grew up here. I know.
You never know. You just never know. You just never know. I have a godson that did go on Canadian Idol and American Idol. Yeah. I mean, his voice is beautiful, you know, and